Release the clowns. 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 Release the clowns.
Excuse me, I've been given a list of ingredients I need to buy. Do you know where I can find, okra?
Okra, sir? Oh no, you don't just find okra. Okra is a state of being. You can only achieve true okra through constant... Oh, never mind, it'll come to me.
Okay, pak choy?
Constant pak choy, that's it! Oh, you know, sir, if only some of our world leaders practiced pak choy, the world would be a much better place.
Oh, right. Arugula?
Ooh, thank you. Arugula to you too. Anything else I can help you with?
Radicchio?
Oh, yes, he's over there. Radicchio!
I'm coming! Yes, I'm Radicchio. Can I help you?
Oh, no. My wife's given me this list, uh-huh. You see. It says here, Radicchio?
What are you implying? I've never even met your wife. It's an outrage. Let me see this list. I thought as much. Celeriac.
Celeriac?
What's celeriac?
I thought we'd heard the last of celeriac, but it seems he's back.
And his name is on a list made by this man's wife. What do you know?
Nothing, I swear.
Okay, you can go, but take this list with you.
I will, thanks, goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
What a lemon.
Yeah, lemon? What's a lemon?
Release the clowns! And now on Steve, the home of witless banter, you won't believe what happened next.
This Prime Minister came back from Munich with a piece of paper in his hand, and you won't believe what happened next.
I think you should be release the clowns.
Hello, you must be Mr. and Mrs. Dracula. Here for the house viewing?
Yes, I am Count Dracula, and this is my hell bride, Drusilla.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Kevin from the estate agency.
Back, Drusilla. I am sorry, Kevin from the estate agency, but my wife can sometimes be a bit of a monster.
Oh, don't worry, Count. Lots of people react to me that way. So, here is the house. It's a generous four-bedroom semi with tile-hung frontage and off-street parking.
It has no ramparts.
Well spotted, Mrs. D. No, it doesn't, but it does have all new guttering.
Right. Did your team not get my email? I was quite specific about our requirements.
Yes, they certainly were unique, but I think you'll find this house will really surprise you. Come on in.
Door is quiet.
Yes, I did make the point that we needed all doors to creak horribly.
Don't worry, creaks or no creaks, I'm sure you'll fall in love with the place. There's plenty of room in the hall for hanging of your capes. Understair storage with lots of useful cubby holes.
Oh, handy.
I like. Finally, I won't have to keep tripping over the skulls of your enemies.
Bit of a hoarder, are we?
No, it's just that over 1,000 years, you accumulate a lot of stuff. Anyway, our personal lives are none of your concern, Kevin from the estate agency. Show us more.
Moving on then. Here's the lounge. And with the master bedroom, the stunning ensuite wet room.
Where is bath?
There isn't one. It's all showers that come at you from every angle.
But how do I bathe in blood of local virgins without bath?
Seriously, Mrs. D? Wet rooms are the cutting edge of cool. After a couple of showers in here, you'll forget all about wallowing in virgin blood. And that's the whole house. Let's go downstairs and you can tell me what you're thinking.
Yes, but what about the dungeon? Are you saying there is no dungeon, Kevin from the estate agency?
Not as such, no.
What? But that was top of list of requirements. Castle with extensive dungeons and crypt.
Look, I hear what you're saying, Count. You want a man cave. Now, this house doesn't have a dungeon, but if you look into the garden, the property does come with planning permission for a really big shed.
A shed? What in the name of Satan's balls are you blathering about, Kevin, from the estate agency? In no way is a shed a suitable alternative to a dungeon.
If we were in Transylvania, he would impale you for such suggestion.
Yes, well, I'm sure you can get a lot more for your money in Transylvania, but here in Croydon, it's a seller's market, so you'll have to manage expectations. I'll leave you a moment to discuss and see you out the front.
So, what do you think?
Negatives. It's very clean. No damp or mold. No ballroom, so we can't hold vampire dance of death. No secret passages. It's a galley kitchen without a pantry, so we can string on peasants without them getting in the way.
There's no fucking dungeon!
But on plus side, there is a girl's school just across the road.
Yes.
It's a tough one.
All right, Kevin from the estate agency. We will take it.
Brilliant. Shall we go back to the office to do the paperwork?
No. Our solicitor, Ramfield, will be in touch. We must be going.
Bye then.
Let's get out of here, Drusilla. Kevin from the estate agency gives me the willies.
Release the clowns.
This president went for a drive through downtown Dallas, and you won't believe what happened next.
That's why mums released the clowns.
Hi, could we buy a bed, please?
The two of you together?
Is there a problem?
No, we're men of the world here at the bed shop.
Right.
As far as we're concerned, you're just two mates here to buy a bed that one of you will use.
No, we're a couple.
Of platonic mates.
No, Dave's my boyfriend and I'm his girlfriend.
Which is fine. We're not embarrassed here at the bed shop to talk about beds and what beds imply.
I'm sorry?
What a young couple such as yourselves might do together in a confined bed-related situation.
Can we just look at a bed?
Of course. Enough talk about what people potentially do in beds when they're in there together alone. Here at the bed shop, we don't dwell on that. And if we did, we wouldn't be embarrassed.
Look, would you just show us a bed?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. This model is the Chelsea.
Oh, we could snuggle up in that.
Yeah.
Or not.
What?
You could schedule separate bed usage sessions.
Separate usage sessions?
Schedule times when one person was in the bed, then sometime later the other person would be in the bed, but never two people in the bed at the same time.
Why would we do that?
To avoid two people in a bed complications, whatever they might be. Not something I think about.
Okay, well, what can you tell us about the frame?
It's sturdy.
So it wouldn't creak in the night?
No. Why would a bed frame creak in the night? What sort of repetitive pounding activity would cause a bed frame that had two people in it to creak in the night?
Repetitive pounding activity?
Sleep disco dancing? Gymnastic dreams? Eating a midnight feast overly enthusiastically? Something innocent, I expect.
Oh, okay. And what if we wanted something larger?
Something larger than this two-person capacity bed?
Large enough for, say, three people?
Three people in a bed together?
Potentially.
Doing three-person-in-a-bed things?
I suppose so.
I don't know what those would be, obviously. Three persons together in one bed space together? I can't even imagine what might then occur. And if I did, I wouldn't be embarrassed.
Do you have a three-person bed?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Nothing shocks us here at the bed shop. We're men of the world, as I may have said. Completely unembarrassable.
And could we test some mattresses?
Test them?
Yeah, Claire likes a firm one.
Oh!
So it doesn't sag when we make angry, vigorous love?
He's died.
Oh, typical. I suppose we'll have to show ourselves around now.
Release the clowns.
This crooked businessman with laughable hair and even more laughable opinions stood for election. You won't believe what happened next.
Release the clowns.
Men of Wessex, we shall be victorious. From this marsh we shall fall upon the Vikings and send them running from England.
We shall strike from this boggy marsh and send them screaming back to Denmark. We will rise up out of this swampy, boggy marsh and send them crying back to hell.
Right, that's settled then. We shall sally forth from this wet, swampy, boggy marsh and drive the Vikings off to somewhere. Speak up, Brother Osric. You have always given us good counsel and led us into the light of Christ.
The thing is, we're on this island, yes?
He's right, you know, we are on an island. His reputation for wisdom is well earned.
Continue, Osric.
2,000 men on an island in the middle of an extremely wet, swampy, boggy marsh?
Yes.
Well, it's a health and safety nightmare, isn't it?
God told you this, did he?
Yes, exactly. God. He thought maybe it would be a good idea if we put up these signs to prevent accidents.
Do not walk here.
Danger. Extremely wet, swampy, boggy marsh. Do not run at the marsh side. No diving, no bombing, no heavy petting.
That does sound like the sort of thing God would say. So, God wants us to go out into the marsh to put up signs warning us of the dangers of going out into the marsh.
Precisely.
Sounds logical. Oh, such wisdom.
Very well, Brother Osric. We shall do God's will. Do I have a volunteer?
Sire! As the largest and most heavily armoured among us, it makes most sense for me to walk out into this extremely wet, swampy, boggy marsh.
Brave Earl Godwin, you certainly are huge and wearing extremely heavy armour. I cannot think of a better choice.
But perhaps, even with your great bulk and inordinately cumbersome armor, it would be a good idea to take your colossal weighty shield with you for extra protection. What would I do without you, old friend?
Christ goes with you, Earl Godwin.
Oh dear!
Earl Godwin's sunk.
Yes, I was rather afraid of that. The Lord is testing us, sire.
Wisdom.
Very well. Do we have another volunteer?
Sire, as I am your most senior elderman and almost as capaciously huge and ponderously clad as Earl Godwin, perhaps I might be of service.
Very well, Earl Egbert. But perhaps we need to do something differently this time. I can ill afford to lose a second earl.
The Lord has suggested a solution, sire. If we widen the load by strapping these two circular pieces of wood to Earl Egbert's feet, he may find it easier. Here you go.
Oh, splendid. Just the thing for walking out into this extremely wet, swampy, boggy marsh in my top heavy armour. Off we go.
Earl Egbert, haven't you forgotten something?
Why, no, I... Oh, yes! My colossally heavy shield. Yes, I certainly wouldn't want to go out there without this. Is this a good place for the sign?
A little further.
Here?
Just a bit more. Perfect.
Huzzah! Hey, you.
Earl Egbert sunk too.
But he died completing God's task, sire. See, the sign is standing. Oh dear.
Now the sign has sunk. What do you want of us, Lord?
Father, what distresses you so?
Beloved daughter, we have been tasked by the Lord to place signage in the marshes for the prevention of accidents in the workplace. So far, both the enormous and heavily armoured Earl Godwin and the almost equally bulky and substantially caparisoned Earl Egbert have been lost to the gloomy, sucking depths of this extremely wet, boggy, swampy marsh.
Even with their enormous shields.
Worst of all, the signs have sunk as well. We have failed Jesus.
Father, let me be of service.
This is no job for a woman.
Oh, come on, Father. This is the 9th century after all.
She has a point, sire. And besides, God hates disappointments.
Father, though I am tiny with only this lightweight but tough leather jerkin for armour, I believe I can fulfil this mission.
But surely this can only be achieved by a truly humongous individual draped from head to toe in vast quantities of chunky metal.
I am a princess of Wessex, and I will do my duty by God. Also, I have a shield.
Perhaps instead of carrying the shield, you could lie on it and paddle out, says God.
Off I go. This should be good. Right next to the tip of Earl Egbert's helmet.
Well done, daughter.
It is an honour to do God's work.
God is pleased, my child. And he says there are only 400 more signs to go.
Release the Clown starred Karen Morden, Alex Marion, Marco Chu, Helen Duff, Phil Whelans, Jonathan Thake, Emily Sargent, Nick Hildred, Naomi Bonifo, Lenny Picardaphnis, Martin Hyder and Phil Nice. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Simon Littlefield, Phil Whelans and Jonathan Thake. It was produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our friends in the podcast community. So why not take a moment to glory in the works of MC Variety Hour, Politics with Dummies, Emotionally 14, and Minutia Men. See you next week.